The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Upgrade time.
Oh, indeed, upgrade time. Show on the road. Shalini D'Amino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. We are right smack dab in the middle of Stone Mountain Village. Historic.
Yeah.
Stone Mountain
I've
Village.
Already got one problem. This is the most comfortable couch I've sat in, and at some point you guys might have to wake me up.
We are at Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen, a smokery, Chris.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
This is serious stuff here.
They smoke the steaks, they smoke the seafood, they smoke the vegetables. Traditional Georgia pork barbecue. It's all here.
And steaks and more. Listen, this is a nice looking room. You know what I would do if I had big money? If I had big money. Big money.
This place is fabulous.
Yeah, you know what I would do?
And I don't use that term a lot.
No. Not my vocabulary much either. I would build this in my house. Or maybe in my backyard. Maybe I would just sort of, you know, some people have a she shed. I would maybe build this, and I'd actually invite, not a lot of people. I don't want a lot
Welcome
of people
Welcome to my smokery.
Over. Yeah, I don't want a lot of people coming over, but I'd invite some people over and say, look what I got.
And Braves, Falcons, Hawks, United games, food, drink specials, all here at Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen, right next to the state park. Here at Stone Mountain, so don't get out of line. The park rangers will come and get you.
Chris, you know what I would do if I had a bunch of money? I'd buy the 680 The Fan app.
Well, you don't have to. That's the beauty of it all, because it's free. You can listen to us Stone Mountain. You can listen to us in Sacramento, California. Anywhere in the world, in fact, the Fan app is free, courtesy of Beaver, Toyota, and Cumming.
You know me. I got here really early. You know who I saw when I parked my car? I saw a couple of mooses peeking in to figure out if this place was open or not.
I think it's just moose.
What's that?
I think it's just moose, like fish.
Oh. All right. You don't have to correct me in front of everybody.
Well, I'm just trying to help you. That's
yeah. But I'm telling
you. In case you want to use that again.
I saw a couple of mooses. They put their hooves up to their eyes. You know how you do when you're looking in a window? Hey, what's going on in there? That's what I saw.
We used to be able to roam free around here, and now they've got smokers. We better be careful. They may smoke us next.
No. They were looking to see if it was open yet. They were hungry. I said, get along. Not yet. 11:30.
Anyway,
11:30.
Want to thank everybody for having us. And like I said, you can listen all the time. You've also got 680thefan.com. You can hear Braves baseball via the Fan app and 680thefan.com.
Today you can't.
No, they're off tonight.
I don't know if you know. I didn't read your rundown, but the Braves are off today.
What you can hear later on is the Draft Extravaganza Show. Chuck and Chernoff going to be at Harris Cherokee Casino and Resort doing the Draft Extravaganza. Carlos Medina will be featured in that as well.
How much does that cost to listen to?
Nothing.
Whew.
Not a dime, courtesy of Beaver Toyota of Cumming. The X platform, you can follow us there at Matt Lear at Road Dog 680, at Chris D'Amino at Cellini Nick at 680 The Fan. The question of the day there is, who's your favorite Napo baby? Because today is Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. So who is your favorite Napo baby? It looks like so far Paulina Gretzky is the runaway winner, the daughter of Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, she just has to stand there, I guess.
Yeah, she's doing that in a lot of the pictures that have accompanied the vote
by the way,
Paulina Gretzky via the X platform.
Have I been pronouncing it wrong, or are you pronouncing it wrong? Isn't it Nepo baby?
Doesn't matter.
Nepo, for nepotism.
Yeah.
Napo?
Yeah, I'm used to John Nepotiliano, who used to work for us, and his nickname was Napo. So.
Okay. Well, I just thought it might be two different things.
No,
perhaps
it's the same.
I wasn't aware.
It's all one in the same. It's all one in the same last night.
Hold on. Is she really a Nepo baby? Because every picture I've ever seen of her, it was worth taking.
But she still is a Nepo baby. I mean, she's talked about a lot more because she's the all-time great's daughter. I mean, it doesn't hurt that she looks the way that she does.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not taking somebody who doesn't look like her and saying, hey, because it's Wayne Gretzky's daughter, let's make sure that she has like 9 million followers and she's in all these pictures.
She's a winner in more ways than one, like the Braves, as opposed to the losers that the Marlins are. They got swept last night.
Can I ask, is Ozzie Canseco a Nepo baby? Like, do you think he was drafted because of Jose?
He's a Nepo sibling.
Yeah, I mean, is that sort of how it works?
Is Tommy Aaron?
Don't do that.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, don't do that. That's you just went down a place you shouldn't have gone down.
Hank Aaron's brother? I mean, I'm just asking questions while we're on the topic.
I know.
That's all.
All right.
That's all I'm doing. Now, I'm not
saying...
Let me ask
you this. Are you a Nepo sibling?
I could be, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, did somebody give you your first job because Vince was already on TV?
Probably.
Okay.
My last name probably didn't hurt.
All right.
Yeah.
And then it did hurt. Then it did hurt. Then all of a sudden, reputations, you know.
Yeah, well, it helped, then it hurt, then it helped, then it hurt. And yet here I am 30 years later. So, yeah, I could be falling under that category, okay. Under that guise of Nepo baby. Who knows? What I do know is I'm not saying he would have caught the ball last
night. Sure, go ahead.
Jazz Chisholm, I think at one point during the game last night, wasn't he arguing with a member of the grounds crew? Ben Ingram was talking about it during the broadcast here on the Fan and the Fan app. And at the end of the game,
you think he checked out then?
You got to go for that ball.
Yeah, you think
I'm not saying
out.
He would have caught it, but you know if you don't catch it, the game's over there.
So you think if they're 17-6, I mean, this is what I think I'm gathering here. If you think if they were 17-6, he maybe goes after that ball a little bit
harder. Yeah, you're not taking that angle of pursuit that he took. You got to go straight at that ball and try to catch it. Again, I'm not saying you're going to catch it, but you got to know if you don't catch it,
all right. The
game's over.
Did Austin Riley have his gold glove moment last night?
He sure did in the 10th inning.
He's talking about wanting to win a gold glove. Now, I don't know. I don't even know if this is a thing. Is it? Do you submit? Hey, man, look at my highlights. I don't think you really do that for the gold glove. And I don't know who gets it.
Well, if you were going to, that play would be on the reel.
That play is on the reel. That might lead off the reel. Introducing Austin Riley, gold glove candidate. Boom, and then that play.
Orlando Arcia does it in the ninth, nailing a runner with a plate as they draw in the infield. Then Austin Riley has to spin around after diving to stop the ball. And for a moment there, I thought they were going to review whether or not Travis d'Arnaud was blocking the plate.
Yep.
The throw carried him there. There's nothing as a catcher you can do there, so I'm glad they didn't review that.
I'm a little bit surprised. Now, maybe the manager's also had enough. Maybe he doesn't even want. Maybe he wanted to go back to the get on a plane or wherever the hell they're going. Because I would have thought you could have actually just said, no, I want a review. I want a review. I don't know if it's going to go my way, but it looked like he gave up a little bit, too.
I was trying to figure out over the past couple of nights what Skip Schumacher was wearing. Was that a vest?
I don't know.
With dry fit underneath?
Yeah, yeah. I think
you know me, that's what I analyze.
I know. He's new age-ish, so there's probably some stuff that we just haven't seen yet. Now, again, he's out of a job at the end of the year, so I don't know if he's... You think... When you know you're out of a job like that, do you think he's taking some stuff home, like one or two things a night?
Yes.
I do, too.
I think you're doing that no matter what.
Yeah, I think...
Especially if you're a guy like David Pollock, who joined Buck Ballou earlier today. David Pollock talked about getting drafted. It's the NFL draft, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later on this very hour. But obviously, he was a high draft choice, and because he was a high draft choice, he had to take his teammates, his fellow defensive linemen, to Morton's. He said he was choking. We know how cheap he is.
Oh, yeah.
That guy still wore Cincinnati stuff. Probably still does to this day.
Yeah.
Anything free is for David Pollock.
I think.
So guys like that are constantly taking stuff home.
So I think this about David Pollock. There are some Georgia fans, because he's picked against him a couple of times, Georgia fans don't like him.
Like Adam Gillespie, the road dog.
Yeah, he's one of them. I didn't want to name names, but certainly a guy that we work with doesn't like David Pollock. But if David Pollock made right, or the people who like David Pollock and want to say, hey, thanks for being like a three-time All-American, if he said, hey, send me some stuff, you're saying he'd actually keep it.
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. I think he might keep it.
He'll give some away to charity, but the clothes on his back sometimes, you know.
So he's not having a Jim Harbaugh.
If it's free, it's for me. That's the slogan put forth by David Pollock.
He's not having a Jim Harbaugh yard sale.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And if he does have a yard sale,
he's putting the money in his pocket.
Yes,
it's not for charity.
Not everything's going to be one price. You can't just stuff a bag. It'll be itemized, everything.
I love when a man says he's watching 300-pound men eat, and he can't eat because he doesn't want to add to the bill that he's going to have to pay.
That's exactly what he told Buck this morning.
You know what he had? I asked him about this once. He had a wedge. He ordered a wedge with blue cheese, and then he found out how much the blue cheese cost. He said, nope. Plain.
He just had water the rest of the way. Michael Harris signed a nice new contract, and he's earning his money so far this year. He gets the game-winning hit, and he talks about that final at bat.
I think it's actually a lot of value in that. Just shows us what we can do against, I guess, certain situations and different faces of adversity. So I think it was a good learning moment for us, and we were able to overcome it. So all in all, it was a good night.
He's talking about a PU ninth inning.
Yeah, they never flinched after Raisel Iglesias comes apart at the seams and has a great defensive play. Force extra innings. A.J. Minter pumped up as he does strike out Jazz Chisholm to end the top of the 10th inning. And I think at that point, Chisholm was just like, yeah,
I'm out.
I'm finished.
I'm out. I'm checked out.
I'm thinking about the ride out of here and going to wherever the Marlins are going next.
I think he went right to his phone in the dugout and put his online order for the plane for his late
Yeah, Chisholm
snack.
Jr., as he's known, strikes out with the bases loaded. And Minter,
he's going to be on with us tomorrow.
He was very emotional, and maybe he'll talk about that and more. He is scheduled to join us tomorrow at noon.
Isn't he the new record holds?
Yes.
Guy? Wow.
Record holder.
Wow.
Four holds.
We better have something special for him tomorrow.
And the Braves have won 9 of their last 10. And we know what's been going on with Matt Olson. He snaps the 0-for-25 streak with the double. And he saw 10 pitches, and he lined the 10th to right field. Don't know what was going on with the right fielder at that point. But I guess when you're a bad team, those are the things that happen to bad teams. The Braves made a bunch of great defensive plays, timely hits, and the Marlins were the polar opposite throughout this series.
The first inning of game one, they ran themselves out of an inning. And I tell you, they were 6-18. That's part of the reason why you're 6-18. You just have crap happen. And it's not bad luck. Sometimes it's of your own doing. And then it will reflect in a record. So that's what I think just happened. Good news for the Braves, 9-1 in their last 10, sweep them out. Here comes a very good team in the Guardians. Kind of weird.
The best record in the American League versus the best record in the National League. That's what's happening tomorrow.
You know what that is? That's a damn monster movie is what that is.
Well, I don't know about that. I think the Guardians are playing a little bit above their heads right now.
Okay. Well, they're not pitching very well. I think they have the fewest quality starts in all of baseball, yet they have the best record in baseball, along with the Atlanta Braves.
But as of late, the Braves, their pitching has turned things around. Before we talk about that, wanted to mention Marcelo Ozuna. 2 more RBIs last night. He's got 29. He leads all of Major League Baseball. In fact, now he's tied with Dale Murphy, who did it in 85, and Chipper in 98.
Really?
The most RBIs by a Brave before May the 1st.
May I sum up what Marcelo Ozuna has done this month? He had as many RBI last night as he had all of last April. And now he's in position to break the all-time Atlanta Braves RBI in the month of April record.
You know what that is, Chris?
What's that?
That's crazy talk.
It is.
That's exactly what that is.
It almost feels like it could be a Wellstar stat of the day, too.
Speaking of which, at Wellstar, our patients are the center of everything we do, nationally ranked and locally recognized for our high-quality care, inclusive culture, and exceptional doctors and caregivers. One of the largest and most integrated healthcare systems in Georgia. Visit Wellstar.org today. Wellstar, more than healthcare. People care.
You know why I don't
appreciate the assistance?
Yeah,
you know?
No problem at all. Listen, I think about the show. I don't think about it like the way that you think about it. I don't put lists and show sheets
not
together.
Obsessive.
I got my own stuff. I'm writing a whole bunch of notes here. Do you know why I really don't do pace? And I'm going to give you an extreme example. This is why I don't do pace. It's why I don't do win probabilities, but I also don't do pace. Marcelo Ozuna was on pace for 12 RBI last year at the end of the month of April.
True.
He was on pace for 12 RBI for the entire year. That's why I don't do pace.
Yeah.
I can't do pace. Makes no sense to me. It's just ridiculous. Whether the baseball gods get in, intervene, whether your health intervenes, there's just a lot of things that can happen.
Marcelo Ozuna also has 22 out RBIs this year, tops in all of Major League Baseball. 3 more hits last night. Ronaldo Lopez, only a single run. Could it have taken Jesus Sanchez a little bit longer to round those bases after that home run? Now, it was a bomb, no question about it, into the top of the chop house. But I think Mark Bowman, who may have been tongue-in-cheek, but maybe not, said it took 31 seconds for him to round the bases.
So,
you know how long that is to break into a home run drop?
So there was a 31-second home run that we talked about. I almost think now somebody's trying to get a record. I think somebody wants to be the record holder for the longest trip around the bases. Now, I got to be honest. That team hasn't had a lot good happen to them.
Don't you celebrate the few and far between good things that do happen if you're the Marlins?
Yeah, I think it becomes a little bit more about me at that point. That's all I'm saying. I think he had a big dig me moment, and it took 31 seconds for it to play out. There was a 31.2. Was it Harper? Somebody had a 31.2 second. I just remember because we brought it up last year. So maybe they're trying to, now they're all attempting the world record of how long does it take to go from home to home.
I'm looking for the Sean Newcomb stack. Is Sean Newcomb and Reynaldo Lopez now walk hand in hand when it comes to this ridiculous stat? I can't find it.
Okay.
But I'll find it eventually.
Okay.
What I do know is Lopez only a single run, and he's allowed only 2 runs in 25 innings in his first 4 starts.
He better clear a little mantle space. There's a chance. April pitcher of the month, Ronaldo Lopez, the man who was not supposed to be a starter.
And here is Lopez through our interpreter with the Braves, Franco Garcia, talking about his motivation.
Yeah, it's a tremendous rotation to be a part of. And it definitely helps. Being a part of this rotation motivates me, want to pitch even better or do well. I mean, obviously Max had that shutout yesterday, and you know, the competitive side of me said I got to go at least 7 or 8 innings today. So being a part of this rotation, it's definitely a motivating factor for sure, and it just incentivizes you and it pushes you to want to perform and do well and keep going with everybody else. So yeah, it's a big motivator.
Whatever works for you, man.
Yeah. All right. I hope May is something close to this. They let him go 7-2. Obviously, that was, you know, was the game ever in hand at that point? No, it wasn't. We had took Kevin McAlpin and I had said, boy, I'd love this to be 6-0 in the fifth where you save a couple of innings on the guy. But he went through 7 last night because guess what? He's a starting pitcher. He's a starting pitcher who cares. He's been good enough. The bullpen with the Nick, you could have also taken him out early if you just wanted to save innings because you have today off and you could have, you know, used your bullpen more. That's not how they're thinking. Last night was an example of I don't think they are thinking about his innings the way that we all talked about they might have to think about his innings once he was named a starter.
So it's a night off, and then Chris Sale and Logan Allen will be the starters to begin that weekend series. The best record in the American League and the Guardians against the best record in the National League in the Braves. 7:20 first pitch tomorrow night. The Ford leadoff show will come your way at 6:05.
I don't know what Logan Allen looks like, but that sounds like movie star idol looks. Who's that guy who was in that movie with Sidney Sweeney, your boy from Top Gun? Somebody Powell. Who's that guy?
He's fabulous.
Yeah, what's his first name?
I can't remember his name, but I know that
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell was the hangman.
Yeah, Glenn Powell. Yeah, Logan Maverick. Allen. Logan Allen sounds like he should be as handsome as Glenn Powell.
Sean Murphy, I don't know if you would qualify him as handsome, but he took another step in his progression. He is now throwing a little bit harder.
I saw him.
Catching bullpen sessions.
That's true.
He still hasn't swung a bat.
He has not.
So until he does that, I mean, that's great that he's doing all of this, but what does it really mean?
Well, he's probably got to go down and play a couple of minor league games. You can't miss more than a month and not have swings. You can do live BP, but I'm sure they're going to want him in some game action. I did see him. He was not tossing a baseball the day that I saw him. For people who don't know, down the right field line into the outfield, pitchers will stretch and do their cones and do their, you know, all their stuff, including throwing. Well, I saw Sean Murphy actually throwing a baseball. He was not tossing a baseball anymore. He was truly throwing it.
All right, so I can't find the Sean Newcomb stat, but I can tell you this. Ronaldo Lopez, 2 runs in 25 innings and 4 starts, the second Braves pitcher in the Atlanta era to allow 1 or no runs in 6 or more innings in each of his first 4 starts since Aaron Harang, who did it in 5 straight in 2014. It's some bizarre connections between Ronaldo Lopez and now Aaron Harang and Sean Newcomb. I promise I'll find that Sean Newcomb stat before all is said and done.
It's why, again,
it's driving me crazy.
More words have been written about baseball and every other sport combined because Aaron Harang and Ronaldo Lopez now have done something in the Atlanta Braves era that, I don't know, the Hall of Famers didn't do.
And Sean Newcomb as well. The 11 o'clock hour presented by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. 4 decades of experience and a lifetime warranty on their work. Check them out at finleyroofing.com. The Bongos mean the headlines, and here's what's coming up on the program. Loyalty paying off in a huge way for Tiger and others. We'll have that story for you. We mentioned it in passing yesterday.
We did.
We'll drill down a little bit more on it at 11:50. Scott Braun from the podcast Foul Territory will join us to talk some Braves at noon, and Georgia gets their quarterback. It happened this morning. We'll tell you about it as we go on campus around 1 o'clock.
They draft Jaden Daniels?
Well, not quite.
Oh, that's happening today. You said something this morning before we went on that I don't know if you're right about that. Remember what you said to me?
I don't. I said a lot of things.
Yeah, you said, hey, man, no more mock drafts after today. I said, really? Have you not noticed what they're going to do on Friday, Saturday
in this
world?
The final mock drafts for
the first round
are coming out.
Yeah, no, they're not. There's going to be more mock drafts tomorrow because they've got more rounds.
That's true.
You can't promise me something that you can't keep.
Well, I guess, putting forth wishful thinking. Maybe you're right, though, in that regard. When we come back,
$10 on the table. Do the Falcons pick 8th or not?
I'll answer it when I come back because we do have a couple of realistic trade scenarios for the Falcons in tonight's draft. Into the red zone we go next. We'll talk a lot of NFL draft tonight. It all happens. The Falcons are scheduled to pick, should they stay at 8, around 9:20. Domino, Cellini, Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen in Stone Mountain is where we are. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Question of the day there is, who's your favorite Napo baby? /11:26, Cellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Stone Mountain is where we are. Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen. Domino perusing the menu during the break, studying
menu.
I have not really seen you study a menu because you don't really do that a lot, you're doing that here.
Yeah, I gave my 3 cents worth during a break, but I do believe that we have a new Sports Talk Radio record. Daquan, one of the gentlemen who's out here helping us, before this place even opened, because they're like 5 minutes away from opening officially, he put in his order. He's sitting at the bar eating what looks like a terrific hamburger.
The man pre-ordered.
But I don't know if I've ever seen that before. So not only were they accommodating in the kitchen, he's got his steak fries and everything.
I think that's worthy of a promotion. That's a guy that gets things done. The company should take notice of Daquan and what he did today.
I believe you're right. That is it's initiative. It's chutzpah.
Yeah, you want to take initiative and win some cash? Now Braves fans from all over Georgia can participate in and win with the Atlanta Braves Foundation's 50-50 raffle. For the first time ever, jackpot's going to be open during Braves home and road series games. So enter in person at Truist Park or online. Now, online entrants have to be physically located in the state of Georgia at the time of entry. Cannot straddle the state line. For complete rules and regulations, details to purchase your 50-50 raffle tickets online, go to Braves.com/50-50 or check out the MLB ballpark app while in the state of Georgia. The only sure thing is happening in tonight's draft, and we'll tell you what that sure thing is in about 5 minutes.
Punching it in from the goal line, this is the Drive into the Red Zone.
So let's talk about some possibilities for the Falcons. The Athletic put forth, I think, a couple of reasonable deals that the Falcons could make. Let's say Denver wants to move up from 12 to 8.
That's the magic number for me.
So the Falcons would drop down to 12, and they would give them a third-round pick in return.
I want more. You're getting a quarterback.
Maybe a second rounder next year. Okay. Let's just focus on this year. Okay. So would the Falcons make that deal? Because then they would have three third round picks. I'm making that deal because most likely your guy is still going to be there.
Right. And this is the math that I talked about. Look, again, you got all these people. I'm on the phone with GMs and I know bluster when I hear bluster. No, you have to live in a world where you can fall back as far as you can say. Not to me publicly, not to you publicly, not to your fan base, but inside the building, we got one of the guys we absolutely said that we can not only live with, but we think we're going to be very happy with. How many guys is it? How many guys get drafted in front of you that actually make that a possibility to go to 11, 12, maybe even 13? But I'm holding you up for a little bit more because I know you want the quarterback. So it is going to cost you. And why do I need the second round pick next year? Because I think I'm losing one.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I'm losing one.
Because of Kirk Cousins. And when you think about it, the mock draft from The Athletic put it together, and they have the Falcons staying at 8 and taking Dallas Turner. But they also said not a single coach or executive mocked a defensive player in the opening 7 picks. Not a single one, which means you could have that curveball, but then again, maybe not.
Yeah, look, do I believe it's going to play to form? I think this year is the closest I would ever say that my $1,000 bet could be in jeopardy. This looks like the most formed top 10. 12 and 13, needing quarterbacks to come back in, could it get sort of looped up a little bit before that? But you will have your choice if it plays that way of any defensive player coming out of college you want.
And
at 8, that doesn't normally happen at 8.
And maybe that's why you move back, because maybe these guys are all kind of level, Latu and Dallas Turner among others.
Or there's another position that you go, we could live with that guy at 11, 12, or even 13 if the first 7 play out. I want to ask you something. Why don't we see more hat changing in the NFL draft the way we do in the NBA draft. I drafted him for you. You're going to give me that guy, but you're also going to give me something later down the road. Why isn't that a thing in the NFL?
It's a good question. Seems to make sense.
Like, can you make a phone call after a team is drafted and say, I picked a 21. I didn't get what I wanted. You have a guy that I could live with. Here's what I'm willing to give you. Why don't we see that?
It's a good question. Like I said, I mean, it makes sense. Surfacely.
Yeah. And you know what you can't do in Major League Baseball? You can't trade draft picks. I think that's antiquated as well. I think it's time for baseball to actually get in a world where you can trade draft picks for established players, minor leaguers, and major leaguers.
Something else to keep an eye on, according to Diana Rossini, Houdini Howie, she's calling him, the GM, Howie Roseman, from the Eagles. He wants to move up to 8 or 9. He wants one of those top corners like a Quinion Mitchell.
Okay.
Now, if that's not a guy you want, if you're the Falcons, talk to the Eagles,
yes,
maybe because they are so desperate to move up. Now, you're going to drop pretty far. You're going to drop all the way to 22.
I know. But
are you willing to do that?
Boy, you're going to have to give me some. I can't drop back to 22 without you giving me next year's first. That's a minimum. I'm starting with next year's first. Now, remember, if Philadelphia is good, though, what is that pick going to be? So how many firsts do I need? You know, there are conditions you can do this stuff with. Like, if a guy gets a certain amount of snaps, I get more. But that's not going to work really out of a draft pick.
No, not in the least.
And Philadelphia won't be able to change their spot next year. Their record is going to be where they pick unless they move up to specifically get
something.
These
are the risks that you take.
And I can't rely on that.
Decide to get cute and start moving around. Now, something else to consider.
Go ahead.
If you're the Falcons, Trey Hendrickson wants more money from the Bengals. Now, he's got 2 years left on his deal, the defensive end. Three-time Pro Bowl defensive end.
Okay.
$15 million he's due to make this year.
All day, all night.
17 and a half sacks.
Why are they getting rid of him?
3 years of double-digit sacks. You know why?
Because
the Brown family's cheap. That's why. They're not going to pay guys. That's why.
But I don't have to pay him. I just have to trade for him. He's under contract.
I know.
So what? Why are they trading him? He's under contract. Was he going to hold out? Is he going to loaf?
He says he might retire. The Bengals say they're not budging on this. So are they willing to trade him? And if they are, if you're Terry Fontenot, you pick up the phone and have some conversations with the Bengals.
Would you give
about up? Getting your established? It's not a risk. It's an established edge rusher.
Eighth pick for a player.
Now, he's pushing 30 years old.
Yeah.
That's
20,
the only concern.
29, going to 30. But again, what is it we've said? If you think you're getting more than 4 or 5 years out of a guy, now, in reality, but we saw the chart over the last 2 days. Ryan Finneran, I think, thought I was kidding when I said that less than half of these guys renew their contract with their current team. But that's really the reality of it now. That fifth year and signing an extension does not happen as often as you think. So, like with broken neck. Neck fusion.
Yeah, he had neck fusion surgery a lot, too.
He didn't break his neck. I think there's a difference. Look, if you have a disc problem, you get a fusion. I'm not telling you it's great. But am I really expecting more than 5 years out of anybody? You better stop with that mentality.
Can he give me 3 solid years?
Let me ask you this, though.
Before he has to have the neck opened up again? I don't know. I don't know if I'm willing to roll the dice on that. I really don't.
Okay. Why would he, and I know why you need, you know, you get diminished disc space. If the surgery went well, it's whatever. But nobody's hitting him in the neck. Like, this is not a world where you go, oh, wait, they're going to be able to get after his neck.
Yeah, you make a tackle, you land funny, next thing you know.
It's
not about people hitting you in the neck. It's about you putting yourself in that position trying to make a play. More so than anybody hitting you. That's how I feel about it.
5 years. I need 5 years out of you, brother.
If they take him, I hope you're right.
What if they drop back to 12 to take him, but they get a second and a third?
Okay.
Okay.
I guess it's easier to live with.
He has a medical condition. You have conditions about his medical.
Don't we all have conditions, Chris?
No doubt.
We all have that proverbial line in the sand. The one thing
there aren't a lot of definitives. Oh, never.
The one thing that seems to be a definitive is Caleb Williams is going to the Bears at number one overall. That's happening.
Okay. Can I give you my little piece of NFL news? Do you think there's any coincidence that the Bears announced today or last night $4.6 billion for the new stadium? Half of it from us, half of it from you, the taxpayer thing. And what they're pushing is we've got the franchise quarterback. If you think there's coincidence in asking for $2.3 billion when you've got the number one pick in the draft and you're going to convince people. Now, again, in Chicago, I don't know if they're easily convinced. We got the guy who is going to make worth it for you people to put in $2.3 billion into a new
stadium. Sure seems that way to me. Caleb Williams talks about the final dinner that he had with Bears officials.
It was great. It was really just to get around the players. Obviously, they're going to give the real take of me and how, you know, get an idea of how I'm going to be every day. Just getting around the guys, see if I fit in and if, you know, that's the place that, you know, I can lead those guys.
He says he's ready for the moment. As a kid, he did dream of this.
Okay. What at a dinner?
Being the number one overall pick, maybe not necessarily playing for the Bears.
What at a dinner is going to lead you to believe that he could lead 30-year-old grown-ass men who've been playing?
He was cutting everybody's steak. Do you know anything? He requested more steak sauce.
Did you hear
what his offensive linemen were in need of. Made sure the sweet teas kept coming.
You hear what Drake May did? Drake May told the world he puts ketchup on his steak.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't like that for my quarterback.
You know who the last guy who said that was? Patrick Mahomes. I think Drake May is playing all of us. Somebody's gonna, like me, is going to look back and go, didn't Patrick Mahomes say he puts ketchup on a steak before the draft? Yeah, he did. I know that for a fact.
Listen, the fact that Patrick Mahomes...
By the way,
Mahomes...
we're in a place that serves steak. I walk into this place. Would I like to put some ketchup right next to my steak?
You can't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
You can't.
I'm not a Haza. I'm not a pig. I'm not a subhuman. In my mind, am I thinking about I love ketchup? Ketchup and some steak sauce together is not bad.
If the
now,
steak
you can't
is prepared
for,
right, you don't need steak sauce.
I agree 1,000%. Doesn't mean that
you're
I
not
don't,
eating a catcher's mitt here.
Doesn't mean I don't like the taste of it. What you can't ask for is a bottle of ketchup to come to your table. And even if they put it in fancy whatever, a metal container,
which
it's
they've
still
been
ketchup.
Known to do, where you could just kind of pour it out.
Yeah, it's still ketchup coming to your table. I won't do it. But it doesn't mean I won't think about it. Drake May is now saying out loud, I like my steak.
Listen,
a little
you're
bit
not ketchup. Patrick Mahomes. That would be my response
okay.
to him.
Well, all right.
There are exceptions to every rule. Patrick Mahomes is the exception to this rule. You're not.
I went back, and it was documented for me, so it was easy. I went to two different sites, and I looked at the Patrick Mahomes grading. This guy, he's careless with the football. This guy, C-. Those are the types of grades that some people throw on Patrick Mahomes. Boy, you better have a long time to wait for this guy to develop.
Well, it goes back to what you said. It's all a crapshoot. Jaden Daniels says he is 100% okay with going to the Commanders after the questions did arise about him not wanting to play there.
At Top Golf.
He also did insist he had no issue with that.
Yeah.
Gathering at Top
Golf. What is his agent doing? Again, this is Agent 101. You're not the story. Now, if you need to deflect so your guy doesn't look like a bad guy, okay. That wasn't this. They're taking him whether he liked Top Golf, whether you like Top Golf. If they want him, they're taking him. So, a little bit ridiculous that the agent this close to the draft would do something.
And now Jaden Daniels has to clean up the mess made by his agent. Marvin Harrison Jr. talked about skipping the pre-draft workouts. He said, I was training to play football.
Yeah.
I wasn't worried about all
what
this stuff.
What a great answer. What a great answer.
Okay.
You guys
I can't see anything in response. All right.
You guys are running some hack carnival over there, and I'm here doing man stuff. I'm getting ready for the NFL.
Sounds good to me.
You guys are going out to dinner. Getting on whiteboards, going to play Top Golf. I don't need any of that.
Jim Irsay said, of course, his father did play for him with the Colts. They would love to move up to number 4 from 15.
You know
he said,
why?
We're open-minded. I wouldn't rule anything out.
You know why? Because Marvin Harrison Jr. is a Nepo baby.
Yeah, that's what he is.
He's a Nepo
it's
baby.
The question of today's X-platform. So Steelers are not picking up the 2025 option on Justin Fields.
Dude.
That would have guaranteed him $25.7 million, and he's a backup quarterback, and that would have been extremely irresponsible.
So what he's hoping for, and again, you can't say this out loud, he's hoping that Russell Wilson breaks his leg because he would like to have an opportunity. Now, is that a little strong? Should I have gone a little bit softer?
I think you're just hoping for an opportunity if you're Justin Fields. I don't think you want to wish injury upon
him. No. I didn't say
that. That's bad karma.
I just said you don't say it out loud. What do you think? He's hoping he gets the sniffles and misses one game? This man's got a contract to go get. He's got to get in football games. It's funny, too, because a lot of times, what is it we say? The lore of the backup who doesn't play? Well, Justin's got game tape on him. What he needs now is he needs to play with this group of people in a different environment, showing that he can play to get the next contract.
Micah Parsons still wants another contract, and unlike Justin Fields, they did, the Cowboys, pick up the fifth-year option on Micah Parsons. However, they did it as a defensive end based on snaps played and not a linebacker. So he's only, and I put that in quotation marks, he's only going to make $21.3 million.
What's the hit compared to what it could have been? Because that's all that matters. Did they take $2, $3 million out of his pocket? Because the negotiation, let me tell you what's going to happen if you want him.
You're going to make it right when you sign him to the next deal.
Well, why would you just not make it right now? Why would you just, who cares? I mean, you can call guys anything you want to call them. If, I hope Kyle Pitts is so good that I got to worry about what do I need to dub him as, a tight end or a receiver? I don't know why you'd piss Micah Parsons off for $3 million or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting way to look at things. The draft is tonight in Detroit, and you were talking before we came on the air. They are ready to roll in the Motor City.
Yeah, I got
That's exactly what you said. They are ready to roll in the Motor City.
Yeah, I didn't really see
it that way.
But I got a guy named Ted Ryan. He used to work here in Atlanta. He worked for Coca-Cola, and now he's with the Ford. And so he said they're on their ear. I mean, look, when you get Eminem, who does next to nothing, to come out and sit next to Roger Goodell, 300,000 people. I'm not telling you it's a Super Bowl, but for a city, and by the way, great timing because the Lions are good. That city had been downtrodden for a long time. People will get to see the revitalized version of Detroit, and football matters. So even their fans are going to have a good time with it. Do you know in May, here's my other nugget of the day. Do you know in May when they meet, they will determine who gets the draft after Green Bay. Green Bay has it in 25. Not yet determined 26 and 27. So I'm assuming Dan Corso and everybody around here is throwing their hat into the
Atlanta Sports Council is hard at work.
Yeah, yeah. To get an NFL draft here. It's good business, by the way, the NFL draft.
Listen,
there's a lot of people are coming to town.
I think if they can get a World Cup here, they can get the NFL draft.
I hope so.
I have the utmost confidence in Dan Corso and company.
I mean, where's it going to go? Seattle?
Yeah.
Is it going to go Pittsburgh? That's what I say.
I think his pitch will be a little bit better.
Do you think
than that,
Dan wants me to go to the meetings in May to help pitch Atlanta?
Not if you're going
to
do that. People will be very insulted by that
noise. I think I'm the man who needs to do that. I used to take hits for Fred Kalil. We'd work, and you know, he had a Q rating to worry about because he couldn't say certain things. I think they brought me on there because I didn't care. So I think, again, Dan Corso would like to say that. He can't. But I can, and then what do they do after that? They apologize for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, but you know what? That man makes some sense. A bit crude in his approach, but again, it all adds up.
Do you know what is?
I think we can do business together.
Do you know what that is? That's like when somebody says, we need to, the jury, you did not hear that. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Strike that from the record.
Yeah, there's no striking it from the record.
It's in my brain now.
Right.
The 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Finley Roofing.
I love my
city. When we come back, it looks like loyalty is going to make this top name in his sport a lot of money, to the tune of $100 million to be exact. We are here.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
I'm going to use the word only in $100 million in a sentence when we come back.
When we come back, it's a first, perhaps, for Chris Camino. The Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen is where we are in Stone Mountain. Come on by and say hello. Cellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Oh, 11:49, Cellini Domino. The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. Stone Mountain is where we are in a fine establishment. Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen. And I want to mention that Jonathan owns another place in Decatur, Las Brasas. It's a chicken-based place that's outstanding as well. And I'm glad on the air I got his name right because I was calling him Justin off the air. This is why it doesn't pay.
Like to his face?
Yeah.
You called him Justin.
Yeah. Oh. Hi, Justin. Thanks again for having us.
Oh,
yeah,
my name's
Jonathan.
It was so close, though.
Yeah.
It was so close. J and N. Just a bunch of
even when I try
just
to
a
be
bunch
nice.
Of wrong letters in the middle.
Somehow, some way, I get
so
it wrong. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for having us here at Stone.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, I'm getting a burger. Shocking. Here come the fries as well. Shocking. TV's here. Braves games on every night. They have Bally's, by the way, here. One of the few places in the area that allegedly does. So you can watch Braves baseball here. They open up at 11:30. You can have weekend times here. It's
drink specials.
Yeah, there's and they have, by the way, what do they call these? Specialty cocktails. Yeah, specialty cocktails. Signature cocktails. If you're looking to maybe fancy it up a little bit, maybe impress somebody. When was the last time you went on a date to impress somebody?
It's been decades.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me, too.
Maybe ever. I don't think
it's
I ever
a long
did
time
that.
For me. You know what would impress my wife? If I actually fixed something around the house. That would impress
I'll
her more
it.
Than any meal I could take her to.
Yeah. We had a guy had no to come
capability.
Over and put a new door in the back of the house where the doggy door was, and he also had to make room for the doggy door. She said, I have to hire somebody because you don't know how to do this.
Right.
And I said, you're right.
Yeah.
So I didn't dispute it.
So my wife has a neighborhood husband, Mike G. It was just his birthday the other day. You know what my wife bought him? I swear to God. A mailbox, like he has that brick mailbox. But the metal part, they're installing it together on Saturday morning.
Good.
I'm not kidding. Like, this is their date on Saturday morning. They're going to install a mailbox.
Everybody knows their roles.
She looks at him now. Again, nice-looking guy. Jersey, nice-looking guy. You know, whatever. Nothing special. But she looks at him like, whew, look what he can do.
Because
he's got all his tools.
He's very handy.
Big ladder. You know, he's got that ladder that can go to the top part
you
of the
You and I are both useless in so many
no
different
doubt.
Ways. First Horizon Bank, they're useful. And Double Play ATL teaming up to give back, collecting new and gently used baseball and softball equipment, giving back to local teams and organizations in need. Saturday, you can join 643 with Dylan Short live in Kennesaw, as you can donate to Kennesaw Baseball and Softball at Adams Park. It's happening between 9 and 11. Each person making a donation gets a free car wash, compliments of Tidal Wave Auto Spots, all brought to you by First Horizon Bank and Tidal Wave Auto Spa. Like we said, Scott Braun from Foul Territory. We'll talk some baseball with him a little past the top of the hour. And we kind of touched on this yesterday, Chris. Yeah. The PGA Tour's top projected equity payout. So for being loyal and not going to live, Tiger Woods made $100 million. Rory McIlroy made $50 million. Jordan Spieth made $30 million.
Justin Thomas might get $30 million as well.
Indeed. And so this is something that perhaps is going to be ongoing, but you said this isn't enough for Tiger Woods.
Well, so they raised $3 billion. You know where they're getting this money. And look, it's spread out over a few years, but the numbers are what the numbers are. You make the headline, Tiger's going to get $100 million for staying loyal. That's all well and good. That's like a tenth of what he could have made had he jumped. So I'm not telling you it's not good. I'm not telling you it's not satisfying for these guys to go, I stood my ground and now I'm being rewarded. But this goes back to what I kept saying. You had money to do stuff where it never had to come to this. You just raised $3 billion. My best guesstimate, you're going to take $300 million of that. Like every guy is eligible, and some guys are going to get, you know, here's your $100,000, thanks for staying. Here's your $250,000, thanks for staying. All the way up to Tiger's $100,000. You raised $3 billion to back-end pay these guys when had you just said no to the Saudi thing or thought about how do we get an influx of money, you could have done it without any of these problems, and the best golfers in the world would all be competing in the best golf events of the world. Sorry, those are the majors. I'm going to give you want to see my golf knowledge? That guy said, oh, you...
Somebody on social media said you shouldn't
golf.
Talk about
and
golf.
And you shouldn't do Southern accent.
Gotcha.
Oh, blah, blah.
Gotcha. Okay. It's all duly noted.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know who's not qualified for the U.S. Open? That would be Tiger Woods. You know who's trying to qualify? Charlie. Wouldn't it be something if Charlie got in and Tiger didn't? Now, look.
That would be quite the juxtaposition.
Again, hey, Scott, listen to this. Jack Nicklaus got 8 exemptions.
Scott's the guy on social media.
Yeah. Arnold got 5 because at a certain point, it's not like the Augusta. It's not like the Masters. You don't get a lifetime.
Gotcha.
You get a certain window, and if you don't win or finish here with all these criteria, you can qualify for the U.S. Open. But he would need an exemption if he wanted to play in it.
Well, Scott and everybody else out there, Domino has a lot more right now as we buckle up.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world, presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty, family-owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
Just a couple of things real quick. Listen, it's not as bad as what he did like a year and a half ago. Remember when Colin Cowherd was talking about the quarterbacks that will never win a Super Bowl? And remember who he included in there? A gentleman who had passed away, who played quarterback in the NFL. He had a bad accident on the highway. Don't know the details, but he got hit he's dead and he will never win a Super Bowl. Colin was right, but sort of for the wrong reasons. He was trying to let you know that it's really hard to win.
Well, he did something yesterday talking about what the greatest tackles of all time.
The greatest tackles of all time.
Gene Upshaw was on that list.
No. Not only on the list. They had a picture of all of them.
Yeah.
He was front and center. The biggest picture was Gene Upshaw. What's the problem with saying, hey, owners, why don't you listen to me? Because I really know football and I'm really smart. Tackles are the way to go. What's the problem?
Well, Gene Upshaw was a guard.
Yeah.
He was right next to the tackle in Art Shell.
Right.
They were the left side.
Right.
Sort of average arm.
Yeah. So that, and he also, I think, had Bruce Matthews, who played like 300 games, and he played 19 games.
Yeah, he played a handful of games at tackle, but Gene Upshaw was never a tackle.
And whose picture, again, was most front and center?
Gene Upshaw.
So who's the quality control department around this man?
Apparently nobody.
So, because that's two times now at a minimum. I don't even care about him. But two times I would have said, hey, you know that fella, he's no longer with us. Yeah, well, I know, he's trying to make an NFL team. No.
And you should never confuse, if you know anything about the Raiders, you know that Shell and Upshaw played on the same side of the line. They were legendary, playing next to one another.
Whatever your information about how important a tackle is, yeah, you're right. The problem is you just kick the whole thing out the window by putting Gene Upshaw right in the middle of the whole
thing. The thing I admire about Colin Cowherd, though, is he'll just keep moving forward. He won't even address it. He'll just keep moving forward like nothing happened.
All right, and another dope, Paul Pierce. And again, they keep hiring him. They keep putting this guy on TV. He's the dope of dopes. I'm sorry. He just is. Here's what he said, because remember I told you about that poll? And somebody voted for Paul Pierce as the GOAT of all time in NBA basketball. Well, The Athletic is doing a bigger one. Paul Pierce got a vote. Here's what he thinks might have happened.
What if LBJ voted for him?
Well, he might have.
I did play against him. He must think something. Come on now. We had some tough battles. Yeah. We had some tough battles. It could have been LB. You never know, man.
Okay. He thinks LeBron James voted for him. There's two problems. No, he didn't. And if you think LeBron didn't vote for himself, you're insane. That tells me how stupid Paul Pierce is. Paul Pierce knows nothing. Knows nothing if he doesn't know LeBron. Who would LeBron vote for?
Him.
Of course he would.
When I say him, I mean himself.
Himself.
Not Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce is a dope. God bless him. He keeps getting work, but boy, is he a dummy.
Yeah.
So whatever. There you go. That was just an example of two dummies on parade, Colin Cowherd and Paul Pierce.
All right, when we come
both making
back,
more money than I'll ever see in my life.
He has one of the top podcasts in Major League Baseball. Scott Braun, the host of Foul Territory, will join us to talk some Braves and then some, as we are getting served right now.
This is ridiculous.
You got a burger and steak fries. I got the grilled chicken salad.
We've eaten at some
grilled rub chicken.
This is the most guilty. Yeah, I know. Look at you, Mr. Health. I know. Look at me. I have French fries. You don't. How long before you dip in and take one of these?
I may sample one.
No, it's not a sample. I'm not offering it up like I'm Hickory Farms at a mall in 1978. You're just going to take one.
It could very well happen. We're here at the Cherokee
Roast.
I almost
feel guilty. This looks like so...
You don't want to touch it?
No.
I'm so artistic.
I almost feel guilty telling people. That's why I hate the Food Network. Look at me. I'm eating something that you'll never eat.
But you can come
here. I know. Just come here.
That's the beauty of it. Cherokee Rose Barbecue Bar and Kitchen. Check it out here in Stone Mountain. That's where we are. Cellini, D'Amino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.